WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. In Mississippi, early this morning, seven people are dead and dozens are hurt after a commercial passenger bus crashed and overturned. Here's the emergency call from Warren County, Mississippi, EMS and Broadcastify.
Paramedic 20, paramedic 80, I-20 westbound, scales just passed. Bus rollover. Mass casualties.
A county coroner says siblings who were 6 and 16 years old are among the dead. In Gaza, a massive campaign to vaccinate some 640,000 children against polio as a humanitarian crisis there gets worse amid the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
In the makeshift encampments for war-displaced people in central Gaza's Deir al-Bala, parents like Mumin al-Kilan have started receiving pamphlets explaining how the polio vaccine is administered. Inside the tent he and his young family now call home, al-Kilan holds his kids close.
There are smiles among Labor Day holiday travelers, even if there are millions of drivers out there for the last gasp of summer. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Americans hitting the roads are finding lower prices at the pump. The national average is now $3.35 a gallon, nearly 50 cents lower than last year.
The traffic is so horrible.
It's been really good. I do expect for it to get worse.
National Hockey League star Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother Matthew were killed on Thursday when they were hit by a car while biking. CBS's Michael George with more.
Officers say the driver, 43-year-old Sean Higgins, admitted he had 5 or 6 beers before getting behind the wheel. The tragedy took place on the eve of their sister's wedding. The Gaudreau family said in a statement, quote, "We lost 2 husbands, 2 fathers, 2 sons, 2 brothers, but truly 2 amazing humans."
The defending men's champion at the U.S. Open lost in the third round to BBC's Russell Fuller.
Even in 2 straight sets victories earlier in the week, the signs were clear that Djokovic was far from his best. And Popperin, a recent tour winner in Montreal, was a man perfectly equipped to take advantage. It is the first time in 18 years that Djokovic has been beaten before the fourth round of the U.S. Open. The 24-time Grand Slam champion cited a lack of mental freshness as he referenced some of the worst tennis he has played. His Olympic gold in Paris was a stunning highlight, but the after effects were felt here in New York.
But defending U.S. Open champion Coco Gauff came from behind to win her third round match. The crowd was nervous but applauded when she finally clinched her match point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Slaughterhouses are a big reason for so many toxic algae blooms in Wisconsin in recent years, but it's been 20 years since federal regulations were updated. Mike Moan reports.
In 2021, more than 100 people were sickened by toxic algae, mostly in freshwater. And the number of reported toxic algae outbreaks have increased each year from 2015 to 2023. John Rumpler with Environment America, the group behind the analysis, says that nitrogen, phosphorus, grease, bacteria, and other farm runoff is one of the driving causes.
These industrial-scale operations with hundreds of dairy cows or thousands of hogs, that volume of manure just all too often winds its way to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA says exposure to toxic algae can include skin rashes, headaches, vomiting, and pneumonia. Children and pets are especially vulnerable. In the new Census of Agriculture, data show the number of Wisconsin farms is declining, but farm sizes are growing, underscoring concerns about the expansion of industrial agriculture. Rumpler adds, in rural areas, slaughterhouses also are triggering blooms.
It turns out that slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, also release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
Federal regulations for slaughterhouses haven't been updated in 20 years and not since the mid-1970s for smaller facilities. Rumpler says it's encouraging the EPA is now considering new changes to its rules. largely in response to advocacy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and breezy today, a high near 80 degrees. Southwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Winds to 30 tonight with a slight chance of a shower, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high of 72. On Labor Day Monday, sunshine and 73.
Currently 75 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
We'll be back live at 6 a.m. Tuesday. On Monday, catch our recent climate check segment on protecting our freedom to have clean air and water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to the Kripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. We are powered by Everlight Solar, and here is today's episode. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Kripescast. Today, I've got all the husbands of Target guys on the show. I've got Taylor Kelmis. You may know him as Dude Dad. Miles Montplaisir. You probably know him from You Betcha or the Bellied Up podcast that he and I do together. And Penn Holderness of the Holderness family. These are all really good friends of mine. We all met doing the original Husbands of Target video. That video, if you're not familiar, we did it over the right before the pandemic, actually, I think. Was it right before? Yeah, I think it was. And it was one of those crazy videos that we didn't know what to expect. And then it got like, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 million views. I don't even know how many views, but it got a lot of views. And it's like one of those videos when you're out at the bar and, you know, people are like, hey, I know you from that one video. And that's usually the one video. So anyways, we did it. It did well for Target. It was cool. And but we didn't hear from Target for a bunch of years. And then several years later, they reach back and they're like, hey, do you guys remember that one video you shot in our parking lot without our permission? And we were like, yeah. And they're like, do you want to do more of those? So we were in Los Angeles this past weekend doing one more of those. And the night before, all those fellas got my hotel room and spilt some beer. And yeah, we had this podcast. So I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. But before we get to my conversation with these fellas, I want to let you guys know we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. They are doing incredible work for people suffering around the world without access to adequate medical supplies, medical care. They're doing great work in the Middle East right now and a bunch of other places. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org, and we will link them up in the show notes. All right, folks, without further ado, here is my conversation with the fellas from Husbands of Target.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Cripes Podcast. Now you try.
Oh, gosh. Hey, welcome to the Cripes.
No, more energy.
Oh, gosh. We're so excited to be part of the Cripes Podcast.
Okay, Miles.
I tell you what, there, guy, you're going to want to go down to the river.
You should do a down by the river impression of
that's, wait,
that's conflating me and Chris Farley.
You're Matt Foley. I tell you what, you got to make sure you're fishing with spinners out there. Yeah. You know?
And watch out for deer.
Down by the river, I would say, you know, if you want to get on some of the fly action, it's good.
Oh, you know, if you spinners.
Want, if you want
a spinner.
A little spinner, but well, the maps. Maps, bucktails.
Oh, maps, out there in Oconomowoc.
Well,
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc? Hey, that's pretty close.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
Are they a sponsor, Maps?
Maps makes Grandpa Bob's Tackle Box, which you can get on manswalkminute.com.
You always got to be plugging, Charlie.
Wow, plug, baby. We got a plug. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Kripescast, the most listened to podcast in all of
Milwaukee.
Manswalk.
In your neighborhood.
In my exactly.
Your mom's house.
I am here with Penn and Taylor and Miles, and we are in Los Angeles in this hotel room that is mine. And we'll smell like beer after tonight because a few of you spilled on the carpeting. I was taking notice, myself included.
Oh.
Oh, pour one out, Taylor. And yeah, we're here doing a deal. We're doing a Target shoot. So now you guys are all, now what are you all quiet for now?
You're doing the intro of the podcast.
What do you want us to say? This is your show.
I'm waiting for you guys to rag on me, and when you're not ragging on me.
Usually it feels weird. So we were us showing you respect was uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable to get any
further. Let's set some ground rules.
Okay.
We do not respect each other.
Okay, perfect.
In this podcast.
That's good to know. In this podcast.
I just want to let you guys know that this feels really good to be this much higher than all of you right now.
You're very hang on. Yeah.
Or is it,
for those of you listening and not watching, Charlie is a good foot and a half taller than us. And we're sitting in a couch meant for two people.
It's a love seat.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target, and he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each?
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think that can be where the questions asked, like what each person said.
That's a good question.
I think you said it was, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12.
So, if I go back. Yeah. I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. And he's like,
Larry, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab. You guys were each other's first.
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first collab.
No, he's been around the block.
I was a collab virgin.
Just say
really?
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife. Like, that's like the way our channel works is.
Yeah, well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well,
that's true. It works out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo and my wife is from Fargo, so it's up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral, and then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that clout.
In my defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, I just, I'm really bad at that portion of this
new
business is responding.
What was your response, Charlie?
My response, well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What? You were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over at Lake Butamore. We were talking.
I was facing southeast.
I was also facing southeast.
While I was on the phone, and I was like, this is a moment I'll remember forever.
Wow. I didn't think that by a long shot.
I remember I told you, I was like, oh, so the voice is real, huh?
Yeah, you know, which I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not. I don't
it's
know how you meant it is
a
compliment.
You're authentic.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But I do think, so we had our first, we did IKEA thing. And then while we were getting kicked out of the IKEA for probably the third time on that day.
First we went to breakfast.
Oh yeah, we went to breakfast.
Because I was like, let me get to know this guy before we try to shoot content. Just so I have his vibe.
Yeah. Do we have a script for
that? Well, you're a dinner first type of guy.
Breakfast first and
usually
then get down to business.
But
yeah,
later,
then we,
right?
we shot, that's we were shooting
order.
Rogue. Did we have somebody with us or just us two?
No, we had some guy, one of your guys with us.
Morgan.
It was, so there was Morgan and you also had an intern who came and shot.
That was, yeah.
And my wife.
Yeah, your wife.
And your wife was there.
And now at the time she wasn't your wife.
Correct.
Me and Charlie shot at IKEA and we got told that we couldn't shoot there. And we were like, absolutely. And then we moved to a different part of the store, kept shooting.
Yeah, and we eventually got it. And I think a total of three times we were told do not shoot at this IKEA. Yeah. But, you know, back then we weren't really, we were a little bit rabble-rousers.
Rabble-rousers.
We kind of had a resentment for authority. We were kind of badass.
Still do,
Can we, like, take a minute and talk about, like, the fact that we have all shot a lot of videos without the permission of these corporations.
Is it hard? It feels harder now.
What are they going to do?
It feels easier now.
It depends on the situation. I was terrified to go into Target, into Target. We were outside of Target, and we were scared to be outside of Target.
That's because we posted up for like 8 hours.
We did post up.
Yeah, wanted to shoot to be good or not.
Here's the deal with Taylor. When Taylor has a vision, we will stay till Taylor's vision is done. And oftentimes we will come back the next day.
That's the difference between a 500,000 views and getting hired by the corporation 4 years later for 5 shoots.
That's true. You know what? Do you have a mic you can drop on that one? That's good. But
it did take you 4 years, Taylor.
It took them four years.
So we did it. We all had some. We're like, yeah, that could work to Taylor's idea for Husbands of Target. But as it turned out, when we published that video, I was looking at the numbers go. I was like, oh my God, this guy does know what he's doing. Because it was like 1 million views in an hour, maybe.
Well, I remember they used to put like
the live views.
And
we were at 50,000.
It was 70,000. Yeah, and I was like, what is going on? And that was a guy who works for me, Tyler. That was his first week working for me. And he was like, does this happen a lot?
Never happened before. Yeah.
So it's literally been all downhill for him since he started working.
Well, so to me, that, like, going back to the actual shoot, I was meeting all you guys for the first time, except for Taylor, because Taylor and I had met at like a creator
day summit before. Oh yeah, we met at that thing. Yeah,
but to someone who's like listening to this, who's never like figured this out, we basically got on the internet and wrote a script. It wasn't like SNL where you sit around and talk about stuff and you work on it. And then we just showed up in a parking lot together. And it was so...
Yeah, you guys had met like the night before at a bar.
Mm-hmm. But then I met Charlie because he locked his...
Oh, so you met him that morning?
Yeah, he's got his keys in his car.
Yeah, we started to shoot by helping Charlie get his keys out of his trunk.
Right, so he shows up and he's like, I can't get into my car.
And then we're like, we need props.
Why's that always got to get brought up, Charlie?
I don't even know why I opened my trunk on the day. I think I had a prop, but anyway, I left my keys in the trunk. And then I had to have AAA come in, and that cost me some money at the end of the day. Anyways, let's not dwell on the smoke. We all came together,
having some of us not met. We shot the deal in the Culver City Target parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, a Target employee came out and took a smoke break in her car.
We thought she was coming to kick us out.
I think it was you.
Yeah, I was terrified.
She's calling the cops. She's on her phone. She's calling the cops.
I used to have major paranoia doing. You were very paranoid around the store,
and I was like, "Dude, let's just keep shooting until the cops show up. We don't know she's calling the cops. Let's just keep shooting." And we kept shooting, and no cops showed up.
She was on her lunch break.
She didn't care.
Nobody cared. Even the guys who were pulling the carts, you guys were paranoid about the guy collecting the carts, thinking this guy was going to rat on us.
Mostly and then you me. Remember yeah. that this guy doesn't this care guy, at all.
This guy is just glad to be outside right now, just enjoying the sunshine. But yeah, we shot the first episode. Penn, I have this vision of you with your shirt like halfway up.
Mm-hmm. Your car wash.
Yeah.
I remember writing that in there, and you would do it. Nobody else would do it. And I was like, well, me and Penn are going to do the car wash.
We're going to do the car wash.
I don't think I wouldn't have not done it. I don't think I was ever asked. Oh. You know?
You could have done it.
Well,
tomorrow, why don't you pop that top off?
That'd be nice, actually. Yeah. Thank you, Miles.
I'll tell you, my memory of that first shoot was just being in, like, feeling I was so out of my depth.
I remember you saying that a lot.
Because
you just wouldn't shut up, man.
No, I'm sorry.
No, because, well... Cause...
You guys had done kind of small comedy and just... I was the singer. I was the guy who wrote parodies. And I had not done a lot
you
of...
like...
Yeah, I was, hey, look at me, jazz hands guy. And I'd never done actual scripted comedy before. And I remember I got home and I was like, oh, my God, Kim, these people were so patient with me. And they were so they gave such good advice about being smaller in places and like not like having to be this giant dancing bear, which I normally am in most of my videos. And it got me in a Yeah, I think it got me out of like this pigeonhole that I was probably in for a long time in content. And I remember just being so grateful. I didn't care if there were any views in the video at all, but,
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, it was really nice when it happened.
Let's not.
But you guys are so, funny and so good, and are part of. We're sitting here in LA. I didn't realize there was this whole comedic sketch world that, by the way, my wife like just naturally can do. Mm-hmm. But it didn't come naturally to me at first. So I remember that day being like, I was just like walking on air afterwards because I'd tried something that was hard. And I'd gotten better at it over the course of the day, and I'd made some new friends.
Oh, that was really cool. Yeah. Well, that's the short form right there. Yeah, put some emotional music under that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was like
heartfelt. I didn't expect some heartfelt here.
If I had to put everybody into a box, which is sometimes
let's
good
do that.
If I put everybody in a box,
I would say,
Penn is the guy that can write a song in 5 minutes and have it be brilliant and you'd be like, holy shit,
yeah,
how did he just do that? Charlie is a joke writer. He can take anything and make a quick, witty thing out of it that is just, like, you just create a joke out of anything, right? And then Miles is the guy that can latch onto
anything,
normal life, and you can just make normal life feel like normal life and people go like, that's true. That's a real thing.
Yes,
that's how people
totally
act. And he just acts like a true, like a representation of the thing that you're trying to represent without trying to like be too much.
And Taylor is a guy who can take an idea that three other people give a mediocre response to.
And you can say, this.
No, yeah. I see the vision. Here is the AstroTurf that I went out and purchased for this shoot.
I will say that you are also very good at taking stuff that, you know, with your family and making it enjoyable for everyone to watch when family a lot of times is like
hard.
You care about just your children or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't care as much about other people's children. You've done a good job of making everyone care about what's going on in your life, too.
Oh,
wow.
You care about what's going on in my life?
Mm-hmm. I really, really want you to get that addition done. Just a couple more days.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know how many more things you can do with your addition. We've seen we've seen you turn it into Noah's Ark in the Wisconsin Dells with that water slide in there.
Yeah. No, it's I'm really over it. I really want it to be done. The drywall's happening tomorrow while I'm not there, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, we're excited for you.
And behind the scenes, Heidi and I have had very, like, as much as we joke about it, there is lots of tense moments about the addition because it's just
all consuming. Yeah, let's dive into that.
Yeah, let's clear the couch. Taylor, lie down on that for a second.
We're going to unpack.
So what do you hate about your marriage?
It's what I feel emotional about is. No, it's just, you know, it's a ton of stress.
I was joking.
No, please don't say it.
Do you feel.
I don't hate my marriage. I love my marriage.
Do you feel like this house is your fifth kid?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. I have four. I just go into things thinking, like, this is a good idea, and I just send it, you know, and then I get, like, you know, I don't know, maybe like 65% into this thing, 70% in. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a really big bite. You know, like when you bite off.
Yeah, you took a big old bite out of that Kit Kat.
You know, like when you're eating a steak and you get a big chunk of fat and you're like, oh man, it's going to take a while to chew through.
You cut a hole in
it's
your
all house. Fat.
I got a little,
cut a big hole in your house. Yeah, that's a pretty big bite.
Uh-huh. No, it's going to be fine.
You dug a huge hole in your front yard, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, no, it's only halfway in. Yeah, the window well. There's no gutters yet, and the window well like caught like it rained cats and dogs the other day. All the water just falls off the side because there's no gutters yet, and then it just rolled into the window well and it started coming to the brand new basement. So my other buddy Charlie and Burke are down there with shop vacs. I put on my swim trunks and just went outside with a bucket and started throwing water out of the window well, and then eventually got it to the point where I could just get a shovel and make a trench to divert the water. I'm in the deep, guys.
Did you not hire anybody to help?
No, I've hired some people. Because there is drywall is happening while I'm not there. Okay. I framed it, which is a big thing.
I didn't mean to sound first world there, but most people who get a house redone bring in experts.
You know what? That's the thing with Taylor. Taylor loves doing it. You want it done right, you got to do it yourself. Yeah. Twice. I swear to God, most of it I had to do twice because I did it wrong the first time and had to redo it.
But yeah. You didn't have to do it three times.
Correct. So you learned a lesson. And I didn't pay for it, just my time.
And it's time well spent because you made how many videos off of probably made those videos.
And they did better than the comedy video.
Yeah. Does that, because anytime you do kind of a home renovation project, you always have the people in the comments that are like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. But this time I'm actually getting everything permitted. So I know.
this is my favorite Taylor story. I was over at Taylor's house.
Oh, you never happened.
And he was just like, you know when you're talking to Taylor and Taylor's talking to you, but Taylor's not really in the yes, conversation.
Yes, yep.
And then eventually he's just sorry, like, yeah, man. This inspector came over. Someone
you
saw
were there
one
when
of
I
my
got
videos.
The letter. I got the letter.
He gets a letter from someone at his,
the
like,
city.
In the city, and they're like, "Yeah, we saw your videos. That roller coaster in your backyard, plus all the other addition you put on the back. We're gonna have to come check it and pull permits." I'm like, "Well, how many permits did you pull?" He's like, "None." Doing the math in my head, carry the zero. None.
It was five projects.
Five projects.
They're all permitted now.
A roller coaster. How'd you get a roller coaster in your backyard?
They permitted it. I have a permitted roller coaster.
So, like, that's the impressive. Permanent roller coaster world is fascinating, and it's in Colorado a lot. Like, they turn all the
just the deck of the roller coaster has a permit.
Okay.
The actual roller coaster part is just playground equipment.
Yeah, got it.
Well, yeah, you can remove it at any time.
But if you're in Colorado and the ski slopes are closed, you go to, like, Telluride or Aspen or wherever, and they make these, temporary roller coasters. That go down. Oh yeah, have you been to this? Like, there's one in.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's amazing. Like
Rapid yeah, City with the little cart.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbelievable.
With you those, just have the yeah. brake and the.
Yeah, they got that in Rapid City, yeah, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere there's a hill,
the you Alpine Slide.
Alpine yeah. Slopes. Alpine Slide.
Slide.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay.
Let's talk about Miles's baby.
Yeah, story. I was just gonna say, sorry. Miles, your baby. I think we can.
Well, over first, Miles's wife had a baby.
2 months,
right? I was there. Pretty sure it's yours.
When did you know?
I don't know. He's got blue eyes.
They all do it first.
Yeah, but you don't say Miles.
They're staying blue.
So I've got a few blue eyed babies too.
Okay.
And I got brown eyes, so it's okay. It's cool.
But yeah. The first 6 months they stay blue, and then you don't know what's gonna happen.
Okay.
It could switch.
When did you find out?
Sigh of relief.
When did you find out your baby had the best hair ever?
Right when he was born. Right when I saw him.
Really?
Was it all crown added down?
Actually, it was at our ultrasound.
Yeah. Okay, first
you saw the hair on the ultrasound.
That's how much hair there was.
Only baby who's you can see the hair on the ultrasound. Just go ahead and cut to a photo of Miles's baby and his perfect hair.
No, we don't put my kid all over the internet.
Well, blur out his face. Just show his hair.
So cut to just a blurred out face picture of a 2-month-old child.
Put a smiley face on
hair.
Yeah.
Like a clown.
Just let's put Miles' face on it. Miles' face with the baby's actual hair. Can we show his actual hair? Is that okay?
Yeah. You know
show his hair.
No, I want you to.
Let's cut to a photo of a jack-o'-lantern.
You're going to take a photo of my kid. You're going to Photoshop his hair out of it and put it on me right now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Does he have that much hair?
Honestly, he's got more hair than Miles does.
Yeah,
right?
He's got better hair than Miles.
Yeah, he's... yeah.
And Miles has nice hair. But
Miles, he could be... I don't want to...
A Kohl's model.
Here. He could be a Kohl's model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you even get paid in Kohl's cash?
You probably get paid in some Kohl's cash.
Maybe a monthly stipend of Kohl's cash?
You probably have. Would you let your baby be a Kohl's model?
I don't know. I mean, it'd have to be a decision with Ann and I.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah.
But you're not putting him out there for the world to see.
Yeah, unless I get paid for it.
Well, you get paid.
Krebscast, is this not
paying us for this?
No. No.
Well, there we
absolutely
go.
Not. Yeah.
Okay.
So what are we doing tomorrow?
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, can we say what we're doing tomorrow?
So yeah. When is this airing?
Probably this week.
Yeah,
you think so, it'll be fine. I got this.
We're shooting another thing for Target that's a level up from what we've done before. And I want to give, like...
It's going to be on a larger screen.
Yeah. I want to just to give some history. We did this Husbands at Target video that no one paid us to do. It was how we all got to know each other.
Way more views.
Got a tremendous amount of traction.
80 million.
Then we did another one.
But who's counting?
Yeah. We did another one after COVID. That's just not one platform. We collabed together a bunch. And then all of a sudden, in February, Target started calling us because they actually had decided they wanted to take Taylor's idea of Husbands of Target
and turn it, guys brought to life.
And turn it into a Teammates of Target campaign around the Super Bowl, which involved like Matthew Stafford and a bunch of other people and a huge set where they were paying us to do this. That was in February, right? And we're like, holy crap. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That was cool.
We've cashed in. And then 2 months later,
they were like, we need to do more of those things.
We've got a pickleball contract and we'd like you guys to do a pickleball video.
Can we hit pause right there?
Uh-huh.
And just talk about Miles's dance moves on the pickleball.
They did not show nearly enough of that in the video.
Where is that footage? Can we get that footage?
It was too tight of an edit.
Miles learned an entire choreographed dance. I was walking through drinking my coffee, looking at Miles doing this dance. I was like, this is not going to go well. I walked back like 3 minutes later. I was like, oh, he's got it down. What the hell?
Forget I'm an athlete.
I've never had backup dancers.
He had a crew. He had backup dancers.
And they also, it was like, they were doing it and they're like 5'6". And I kind of looked at him and he like was annoyed that he had to explain to me what 5'6", 7'8" meant. You know, he was kind of like, I'm like, you realize I have no experience in dancing. I don't know what 5, 6, 7, 8 means. I know we're starting something. Do I start on 7? Do I start on 8? Why don't we start at 1? Why isn't that 1, 2, 3, 4?
You do start at 1.
You are starting at 1.
1 comes after 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's the real question. Do you still remember the dance?
Not really.
What was the song?
I'm really not prepared.
What was the song?
I don't know.
Beyonce one.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh yeah, but they couldn't use that in the
I stayed too late.
But yeah.
I don't think you guys understand.
What's that one?
The amount of pressure I was under.
Texas Hold'em.
Well,
God bless you,
Miles. You were under intense pressure at that point because you had to make or break.
There was a talk about a dance in the video, right? Lightly in the meetings. Then I show up and I get my hair and makeup done. Had to get pretty, you know, put my face on. And they're like, "Oh, also, you got to learn this dance." And so then I started learning this dance, and I was like.
I don't remember it. Well, it was a good effort,
Pat. I actually don't remember.
Now you can't monetize this podcast.
You can just cut that out, Dante.
Sorry, guys.
We'll keep it in.
Yeah, so I had like 20 minutes where they taught me some moves, and then they're like, let's speed it up. And I didn't get it at all. Like, we're talking at full speed. Just did not nail it. And they're like, oh, don't worry. They're like, we got to go do some other stuff, so we can't keep doing this. Don't worry. We're going to have a little extra time to practice it again later on. Later on comes, and they're like, all right, let's do the dancing bit. And I'm like, I didn't get my second session in.
Can I add some perspective? Like, this was all happening. Again, we had, the four of us had made a commercial with just the four of us and, like, one other guy shooting it. There were scrims the size of movie theater screens, like setting lighting.
A scrim is a piece of fabric that makes the sun less harsh.
Yes.
I learned that day.
There were 10.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
There were 10 photographers, 20 pickup trucks. They basically built a fake pickleball stadium outside of a Target with bleachers that Charlie was sitting in
filled with extras
and fans while Miles was dancing to this song. And so that had to have added a little bit of extra juiced. Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Yeah.
You want to know the part that
also it was hot out and I was wearing jeans and a sweatshirt. I was sweating and beads were getting in my eyes.
We had much more fun than you did during this because I loved watching this. Like, I loved watching Miles dance.
Because
he was good.
It was there was so much sun. I have sensitive eyes, you know? I got eyes.
But I don't think that has anything to do with the sun.
It does because
it does in daytime. It's harder.
They're lighter eyes.
Yeah. Josh, look up Josh Hamilton's stats. Look up Josh Hamilton's stats batting during the day versus batting at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bats like 200 during the day and like 450 at night.
Really?
Because he's got blue eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate you backing
me
up on this.
Why does he get contacts?
All my games were at night and I got brown eyes. That's why I couldn't make it.
All right, the thing...
If I just played in the daytime, I'd have been way better.
Why
doesn't he get contacts?
My low of the... first off, huge high. Being able to come onto this set of the target shoot, right? The first one. You're in the second one, both times. Coming out and be like, holy crap, this is crazy.
This came out of my brain.
This came out of this video that we shot by ourselves, me and Morgan shooting it, and now it became this whole thing. And there's 50 people running around trying to make this new thing happen.
I mean, but the most impressive thing was the snack bar.
Fantastic Crafty.
I mean, they spent more on the snacks than we did on our whole
trip. But then, you talk to the extras that are there, and they're like, how did you get this? I'm like, created out of thin air. You didn't see the first one. They didn't show you why you're here.
They didn't show you my work.
You said that to him. I really didn't say that.
He did not say that. I think he did say that. The way he was saying that, I think he did say that.
I might have. You don't know why this thing.
You said that to you. This was a really great moment for you in this podcast
until that.
No, because it was
don't you know who I am?
I'm
kind of a big deal.
No, it was more about why wouldn't they show you what this? This is a thing?
That's a good point.
Because why
these guys? How would this another gig? For
how would this make any sense to you if you didn't know about the thing?
This is the bartender just picking up a shift on the weekend.
Exactly. And that's how it was for them. And I'm over here living my Super Bowl, going we got invited back to the Super Bowl. And they're like,
and then Matt Stafford shows up.
And then Matt, who's won a Super Bowl,
By the way,
I was like, hey Matt, do you know why we're all here?
Matt, did you watch my video? Did anyone of the 80 million views on my video?
My wife did.
Probably did.
Did he?
Did you guys think that Matt Stafford was going to be good looking?
I didn't have any thoughts about Matt Stafford. All I thought about Matt Stafford was he played for the Lions at a time that was precarious for the Packers. So I had a little bit of.
I did not think he was going to be good looking.
I wanted to just shake it.
He was a handsome son of a bitch.
I wanted to just.
Here's what I learned about the athletes. They I think production makes it harder for them by treating them like such royalty and bringing them in SUVs. They bring them in SUVs all the way to set. And so they only have to walk 10 feet and they don't let anybody get near them to the point where it's gotta be harder for them to be a real person and do their job because they've been elevated to this height of royalty that it's got to be weird for them to just be normal.
Yeah, he was actually pretty normal.
But the way he was made it weird.
The thing to me that was interesting was he was there. He wanted to do his thing. He hit his spot. He was super chill. And then he was about to leave. Everyone was like, no one move. It's Matt Stafford's birthday.
That was weird.
Dude, and everyone needs to stand around the cake and sing as loud as you can, happy birthday to Matt Stafford.
I was going for it.
Okay, guys.
And I'm not sure that he...
I don't know if you noticed, he didn't eat a piece of that cake.
Yeah. Well, this is a bit. Guy with sheet cake, because the guy with sheet cake is always trying to get rid of the sheet cake.
Nobody wants to eat the sheet cake. I had my birthday party this sheet past cake. April. I got
40 pieces of sheet cake. I need you all to eat 2 pieces of sheet cake.
I got sheet cake at the show, and then after the show, and then there another sheet cake showed up at the bar. I was trying to give sheet cake away all night.
Is sheet cake?
You got 3 sheet cakes.
Is that just a long cake?
Congratulations.
It's a sheet cake.
Sorry.
A sheet of cake. It's a flat cake.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
You got to feel bad for these bakers of sheet cake because they know that 90%. I know, but they got to feel like I'm putting
out. If sheet cakers were like commission based, so however many slices people ate, they wouldn't make any money at all.
No, they really, they make a sheet cake and they go, you know, what? I put too much salt in it. Doesn't matter. No one's going to eat the sheet cake.
Yeah, they're going to have two bites of this sheet cake.
I messed up the cake part. I'll just lather on more frosting to distract them. I swear that's what they do.
They do. And then I would say the number one food that results in plates going face down in the garbage can is sheet cake. 1,000%. Because no one's finished.
Well, that and like the green bean casserole.
Well, green bean casserole, I think, has a little bit more. Sheet cake, like, you have 2 bites and you got diabetes.
That's a pretty good top five. Like, top five things that end up in the trash.
Face down?
Yeah.
Sheet cake is way up there.
And like bad barbecue.
Bad barbecue, I'd still eat that. Here's how you know
if it's somebody you don't want to hang out with, if they're taking the corner piece of the sheet cake.
Oh,
yeah. Corner piece or that frossing? That frosting makes me sick. Yeah,
pizza, I'm an edge piece. I like the crust.
I like the cake.
Sheet cake, I like the middle.
I like the cake. I don't like the frosting.
I gotta be honest with you. I like a little corner piece of sheet cake. I'm telling you that. Like, just because, you know.
I'm just saying. You just said that you can't backpedal now. No. You actually just said you don't want to hang out with Charlie.
Yeah,
it's just it is what it is.
You just spent 5 minutes talking about sheet cake.
And almost sometimes the corner.
Now you're telling me you want the corner.
I'm just
saying. That's the worst part of the sheet cake.
It's only 4 corners. If it was the corners to give away, it wouldn't be a problem. It's the rest of the damn sheet cake.
That is true. It's a coveted piece of cake.
Because
it's just dry bread. With
you
a
just
little
had
bit
so
of
much
sugar.
Frosting.
Really dry. I don't know
what is
like
it.
Yeah.
Well, like, no, you guys just haven't had a good sheet cake.
What? Where are you getting your sheet cake from, dude?
I bet your tongue is dying on it right now.
Who's got the best sheet cake? Is it Kroger? Is it Pick and Save?
They're all the same. They're all owned by the same corporation.
If you're going to get a cake, you do a cookie or you do a 3-layer with some
ice cream cake.
Yeah, I mean, but you're tacking on money with that. A sheet cake you can get at a reasonable price.
Well, you can't
price.
Be cheap and also have good cake.
Hey,
Charlie.
Look, sometimes
Christ.
You just need a cake.
You got to make a decision.
I mean,
what is this podcast?
I'm telling you, it's about
you
sheet
guys
cake,
are workshopping man. Your stand-ups.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, that's fine. Yeah, there we go. They'll see it on stage. Maybe at some point I gotta figure out who was the first guy to make what's the deal with sheet cake?
Well, I know what it was a guy that was like, hey, I got a birthday but I'm bringing a lot of people. So, I don't want to make 8 cakes. What if we just made 1 large flat cake so everybody got the same size piece?
It like it was more cake.
Yeah, but everybody got the same size piece.
It's gonna be so big it's gonna taste like cardboard.
Well, cause on Sharon's
right,
cousin Billy got a bigger piece.
Hey, what could take it to the next level is if we drew something on top.
What if you print the person's birthday's photo on top of the cake?
That would take sheet cake to the next. That's what's
going
to
take. And their social security number.
Yeah.
Just like a full idea.
The thing with last note on sheet cake before I let go.
Sorry.
My favorite part is when they put a bunch of candles on it, and then it's their actual, like, someone turns 65 and they think it would be cute to put 65
instead of just doing
candles,
the 2 candles with the numbers.
They do all of the things, so someone's like, oh, call the fire department.
Wax or the
it's
whole
just,
thing.
Half of it is just wax, and then that half doesn't get touched at all. And I'm just saying,
the other half's got spit on it for trying to blow out all the candles.
Yeah, if you want spit and wax,
come on, Glenda.
Get a sheet cake for the next deal. That actually leads us into our next segment here. Pretty much our only segment on the show.
I was going to say, we have segments.
And now we do. We're starting now.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. People in some spots in the nation might want to take rain gear along if they've got outdoor holiday plans. Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel.
We are watching a system in the Gulf of Mexico, not tropical, but still a lot of tropical moisture. So that will lead to downpours for places like Houston, over towards Lake Charles and New Orleans. It is going to be a soggy time, not just Labor Day weekend, beyond that as well.
But that doesn't mean the roads and skies are not crowded with folks celebrating the unofficial end of summer. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
For those returning home after the holiday weekend, the FAA says Monday will be one of the busiest days in the skies next week.
In Gaza, a campaign underway to vaccinate children against polio.
This week, Israel said it had agreed to three-day pauses in its war on Gaza so that health workers could administer the vaccine to around 640,000 vulnerable children.
That's CBS's MTS Tie-Up reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers beat the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won their final preseason game 30-7 over the Baltimore Ravens. Green Bay finishing with a preseason record of 2 wins and 1 loss. On defense, the Packers had 4 takeaways, including linebacker Christian Welch, who once played for the Ravens and is a native of Iola, Wisconsin, head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
Who's going to be the Packers kicker? Greg Olsen and Anders Carlson both had field goals from beyond 50 yards out. Then Carlson missed wide right from just 32 yards out.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder. And then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
Baseball, Brewers and the A's tonight in Oakland. The Crew winning last night 11-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and breezy today, a high near 80 degrees. Southwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Winds to 30 tonight with a slight chance of a shower, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high of 72. On Labor Day Monday, sunshine and 73.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Cripescast on Civic Media. Let's get back to my conversation with the husbands of Target guys.
Taylor, are you wearing bike shorts or is it in your boxers?
No, right
there.
We got liners.
My liners are creeping out.
That's nice.
I got boxers on too. I'm triple covered.
Nice legs, guys.
Thanks.
Your man's spreading
are
a little
you
bit, Taylor.
Trying to remember what you were going to say.
No, I know what I was going to say. We have a segment called What Makes You Say Cripes-ish or Cripes-ish.
Do you do this on...
I just started. Get over it. I just started. So it's what's a pet peeve? Pet peeve you got?
Ooh, a pet peeve.
And you can't say segments on a podcast. I knew you were thinking.
No, I wasn't. No, I'm a segment guy. I like segments.
You like segments? Yeah. So I'm trying a new thing.
I kind of thought the whole first half of this could have used the segment.
I need a good pet peeve.
So
podcast without any structure. You want me to come back to that? Should I start now?
No, I love the question. Can, like, just give me, like, let's...
So, things that make you say, cripes.
Yeah, things like, cripes. Sheet cake would be an example.
When you're already mad and then you stub your toe or your knee on something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or your shirt gets caught on a door handle when you're already mad.
Oh yeah. When you're already like starting to swear a little bit under your breath.
And then you're walking away and it gets caught on the door handle.
What do you stub your toe or hit your knee on the most?
Well, now it's all the baby equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Equipment.
No, that's the correct term.
I mean, this guy's got more equipment than the Target shoot does.
What's the most useless piece of baby equipment you own?
Well, we have this one piano,
back and play.
Piano thing.
Oh, the bouncy piano?
I don't know. He lays and
plays the piano. He's 3 months old.
That's what I'm saying. Why did we get it already?
You haven't gotten the command center yet, right?
Like, I don't know.
The bouncing thing when they turn around. Yeah, we got one of those.
Oh, is that where they're doing a bounce? Yeah, and they spin around and it's got wheels on it. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I tell you what, though. What is not a waste of money is the high contrast cards. My kid can look at a black and white photo for hours.
I saw you doing this.
He'll just go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and hold on. He's not done.
Yeah,
I've never heard of these.
It's encapsulating.
Yeah, I mean, he should have been born in the 40s or 50s. He would have loved TV.
So this is just a card with black and white designs.
It's like zebra.
Therapist.
It's exactly that.
It's therapy. Yeah.
It's therapy. Yeah.
And what does he see in it?
Yeah. You know? Sometimes
we don't know a lot.
The other day he's like, "Yeah, that's a unicorn." I was like, "That's a." Cow. You idiot.
He's talking already.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah,
he said that. That was his first words. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Those high contrast cards just bring it out of him.
So, and these high, because babies, they can't see color, right?
I don't. They're kind of like a deer.
Yeah, like a cold one.
No.
Oh, what?
He told me that, dude.
Wait, didn't babies you tell that?
Babies, their vision grows over time. At first, they just see blurry subjects, and it slowly starts to come into focus.
Miles, you told me they were colorblind.
They're not colorblind. Babies are not colorblind.
No, I did.
Dogs?
He said it.
No, dogs?
That doesn't mean it's true.
I watched a TikTok.
I didn't realize
vision, and it started black and white, and then it slowly morphed into color over time.
I see on TikTok.
So TikTok sometimes is right.
Is it? Is it right about the black and white baby thing?
I don't know. I know that people have told me, you know, blank, blank, blank. Where'd you hear that TikTok? And I look it up. I'm like, this is incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
We have. Hey Siri.
Let's argue
babies colorblind at birth?
Babies can see color, but their color vision improves over time.
Okay, so maybe there was some.
So at birth, you see black, white, and shades.
Young babies are indeed capable of
black, white, and shades of gray.
Yeah.
Guys, so in other words, they're colorblind when they start.
Black, white, and shades of gray would be black.
They can see
white.
Red, orange, yellow, and green.
That would be color.
Oh yeah.
So after a week,
it takes longer to see blue and violet.
You know what though? How boring is it that we just found the answer right there? You know,
I would have liked to argue about it.
I want to argue about this for the next 20 minutes. This podcast is going to be way shorter.
That whole segment's blown.
I got the thing that makes me say Christ.
What?
You go to the Chipotle.
You might have the same thing.
You go to the Chipotle.
Right, like, I wasn't thinking of it.
And they go, "Hi, welcome to Chipotle. What can I help you with?" And I go, "I'll have a chicken burrito." And they go, "Okay." And they pull out the tortilla. And then they go, what for your protein? And I go, I said a chicken burrito.
Yeah.
But they ask, you tell them chicken burrito. And 2 seconds later, they go, "And what for your protein?"
So let me just.
All they hear is burrito, and they go, "All right, now I
is
got
it
the
there
first
or
thing."
Is it just one,
so
one,
why don't you just
happen multiple
so
times?
So next time, why don't you just go, "I'll have a burrito."
Chicken.
That's
because
I am short.
I want to get straight. I got stuff to do.
All right, you do have a hole in your house right now.
I got to pack the hole in my house, and I don't have time to say burrito and then chicken. I say chicken burrito. Now they that's two steps for them.
Well,
right?
Then why don't you just go? I'll do a chicken burrito with black beans,
because
white rice.
Because I don't want to overwhelm them. I know this generation can't handle a lot.
Oh, this generation.
Oh, generation. Explaining right
now?
Taylor, listen.
Okay. We've got some.
Are you still millennial or are you on your next?
Room, like,
you're right on the edge. You gotta be like, no, you're millennial.
You're, that, you're, in the
you're a strong millennial. I'm an old millennial. You're a strong millennial.
Taylor is a former pretzel boy. I will say this, that the customer service in us.
Pretzel boy.
I
love out of context. That's very weird to say, but no, I know what you're saying.
He used to work in Orange Julius.
Annie Ann's. I was skilled labor, bro. Yeah, you think it's easy to do that? It takes a while to learn the ropes.
To go like this and mix an orange juice.
Hey, we do not do that.
No,
if you're doing pretzel, what you do is you cut about that size, then you roll it out like this and get that flip. That's skilled labor. And I will say that some people, when it comes to customer service, especially at that age,
don't
maybe experimenting with recreational mind activities, and also they don't give a shit about your burrito, dude. They're making
you
like
are the
I know they don't
12.
That's why that's what annoys me.
$15 an hour.
But here's the deal: anything you do is worth doing good.
I'm gonna say
you're gonna do it. Why not be the best at it?
Because
he's getting paid $13 an hour.
You know what? And so is that next
California.
Why not be better than him?
I just think that you saying chicken twice is okay.
Thank you.
Like, it's fine.
Chicken?
What do you want?
Chicken.
That's an expert. Second of your day.
What's your thing?
Decorative pillows.
Decorative.
I just saw that reel.
Now here's a question.
It's a promotion.
Are you okay with some, or you're like, we don't?
No, I don't want any of them. I don't understand couches, beds. I know there was a reel about it, but I don't.
Decorative pillows, guys. I gotta show you this thing.
Oh, Anne Marie? So hang on,
look at this decorative pillow on him.
That's all hanging.
Here. Oh, here, Ben.
Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
I mean. Oh, sorry. This pillow, this pillow has been in this Hollywood hotel room for.
Oh, God.
That's what I was thinking last night, because I was like, I want a leg pillow so my lower back doesn't hurt. I'm old. But I looked at that thing, I was like, nah,
I have one of those in my room, we could do a joust. In the hallway.
We should do that right now. Let's do a pillow fight. You guys all probably have one of those. Go to your rooms.
I'll be honest.
Get that.
I don't know if I want to do a pillow fight with a bunch of dudes in a hotel room with one light and a camera. I don't know.
Cut to tomorrow.
This
hey,
would be so
excuse
cool.
me. Why do three of you have black eyes?
Oh, man. That thing, though, you know that someone.
I do not think I have one of those in my room, by the way. I think you got the bonus giant.
I got it in Target set.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I got a bag of cookies. You got the sex burrito pillow.
Well, no, that's what makes the pin.
So I do have a dog.
Oh, look at that
dog.
Is that a Target dog?
I would not touch that tail.
I like
that.
It's for all sorts of levels, you know? It's a multi-level dog. You can start here.
Wait, no, those are, like, none of those are really
maybe it's more of a warm-up.
If any of you guys are dealing with any of those, congratulations.
Wait, what? Dealing with?
I'm going to touch the safest part of this dog.
Yeah, right. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You never know. Anyways.
I can't touch anything in my hotel room anymore.
No, you can't, dude. Hotel rooms.
You
no.
guys got to stop thinking.
Charlie, what percentage of people watch this versus listen to this podcast?
Well, maybe. I don't like the numbers.
Okay.
You know?
Because you're just doing it for the love of the
game. I'm doing it to hang out with my boys in this hotel room by ourselves with one light and a camera
with your weird dog.
Hey, Miles, we're not supposed to explicitly call the dog.
All right.
Dog, okay.
All right. Miles, what's
called
what's
the Bilbo?
The, what's the thing that makes you go say cripes?
I already said that.
What was yours?
Mine was
the first one.
Oh,
the
thing that stubbed your toes.
Charlie hasn't
gone. And then yours was the throw pillow.
And what's yours, Charles?
What that makes me say crimes? Oh man, you guys want to talk about AI for a while?
No. So I purposely didn't say that.
All right,
that.
Guys, well, thanks for tuning into the Cripes.
Hold on. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Folks, that's all the time we have now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, just check out the Cripes Cast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.